Paul is writing from his second imprisonment. He's now old man, and ship owned and managed by me and my barns and my crops. And the Lord said, thou fool, this very night you're leaving the world, friend. Whose goods then shall they be? Now, that gives you a different picture, but it gives you a real picture, and it gives you a picture of happiness. After the first service, a young father came up here, he had a new little baby in his little baby carry-all. That's not the right word, but they were carrying the baby. And he said, I want you to see my little son, Graham. Now, some of you know David, and he lost his little son, who drowned at the child's grandparents' home about 3 years ago, David Nabody. And now he brings, and then he had another baby, he and his wife had another baby right after that. They wanted to fill in that hole, that void, that hurt. And the Lord gave him a little girl. He called her Savannah. And now time's gone by, a year or two now, and God's given him a little boy called Graham. He said, you know, Pastor, it's a good thing that God did not give us a little boy right after our son was taken. I said, that's right, David, because you would have put all your emptiness and all your expectations on that little fella, and that poor little boy would be trying to live up to all this emptiness and hurt you have, and so God gave you a little girl. He said, you know what? He said, that little Savannah, she loves me, hugs me, and holds me, and kisses me more than all the other children combined. He says, you know, the Lord knew I needed somebody to love me, and she just does that. And now he's given us Graham, and I can see it in more perspective now. And that's the kindness of God. That's the mercies of God. And so he said, lastly, he said, you know what? When my little boy went, it totally changed my perspective on all my life and all my possessions. As you know, David's into finance. He's got his own radio program and so forth. But he's been disenfranchised from this world early. Early. And I'm sure he makes a good income and works hard and should. But it doesn't have David. I said, David, see, by the way, folks, you see those blue drums over there? They belonged to David Nabody 17 years ago. He came in here, and he was kind of a freewheeling spirit. And David's a different kind of a guy, and he was drumming for us. He said, I got to go down to Dallas. I need some money. I'll sell you the drums. I said, we'll buy them. We bought them for $1,500. They're worth far, far more than that. A year later, he tried to buy them back. He said, no way, David. I'm not a horse trader. If we got them, it's your problem. Talk about drive a hard bargain. You bet I did. But I said, you can come and play them anytime you want. Another deal. I said, David, it's just marvelous to see what God has done in your life in the last 15 years. I said, how long ago did you get those drums? Yeah, about 17 years. What he's been through, where he's come to. His priorities are so different than when I met him 17 years ago. It's just precious to see a man. You know, it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, let me just say this for a moment. Meekness is not weakness. The Greek word says, blessed is the God-tamed man. And David's gone through enough to be tamed in a lot of areas. And it comes out. You see, so when we think of our stewardship of life, see it with the immense possibilities and joys of this world. The responsibilities of the good that you can do and the influence you can have and the blessings you can give, absolutely. But do not get involved in owning them, possessing them, and let them possess you. Thou fool, this night your very soul will be demanded of you. Now that's for the man that says, hey, I own it and I manage it, get out of my face. What's it? There's now wise. That's compared with men like Solomon, Abraham, David, very, 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 very wealthy men who distributed their goods as a stewardship. Now, therefore, dear ones, when you walk out of here in a few minutes, you are precious. You are in a category reserved by God only for yourselves. You are the crowning point of his creation. He's put his spirit in you as you love him. He's put his image in you before you were saved and if you were just a human being. had a lifestyle that had purpose, and he had a sense of responsibility. Listen to him. Why not in this Jewish fold, Gentiles, you and